Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, we're chatting today with our city officials, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler, and taking your calls here as well. Got some good phone calls here today from some different residents here, so appreciate that. 785-537-1350. We continue on here with what's coming on the general agenda here tonight, and this is always a fun topic. I don't know if that's the right word, but
might generate a few more calls.
Yeah, seriously. Items B and C kind of go hand in hand together, talking about the water and sewer rates and then the stormwater rates.
Right, Brandon. So this is something we do annually from a perspective of establishing, either reestablishing existing rates or make modifications to those rates. And so we'll have an overview for the commission this evening as they consider first reading of an ordinance to amend water and sewer rates. You know, on the sanitary sewer side, we're sitting fairly well as far as our goals of having enough reserves as far as what we've anticipated. You know, one of the things, our history here has been we went many years without any rate increases and just held everything flat. And so as inflation came into play and costs grew for projects and personnel, then you had to do a much larger increase. So the goal has been to do smaller incremental increases over time that are inflationary adjustments and allow for some of that growth. If you don't want to do that, then you kind of have to scale back your capital improvements. So you're not putting as much money into maintaining your system and keeping it operating well. So all of that, it can be very labor intensive, either from a contractor perspective or from a worker perspective on making the repairs, making sure the sewer lines are flowing adequately, repairing those water main breaks, all of those kind of things, keeping that infrastructure in good shape. And so that's what we've got to visit with the commission about. On the water side, we're not doing as good. So several things at work there on the water side over time. One, we haven't had as much use as we typically have. So we've had not great moisture, but we've had some moisture. And back in 19, we had a lot of moisture. Ever since 19, we haven't been hitting some of our revenue projections. The other thing at work is efficiency. So more and more appliances, toilets, dishwashers, washing machines are all use way less water than they used to. So even though we have growth in customer base, those efficiencies have reduced the amount of water that's being sold and utilized. So the big factor there is the swings in irrigation. And so as irrigation use happens during the summer, and that's all dependent on what's happening and how dry it is, what the climate is from that standpoint. So those are some factors that we're looking at. And we've also shifted some functions back to utilities that were being covered by general government, and we've had to manage the budget. So Parks and Rec used to do a lot of maintenance and mowing for the utility divisions on their properties and easements that they maintain. And so they're shifting and taking more of those back over. So all of those are leading to, we have several different scenarios to put in front of the commission tonight. Some we'll look at, we've been on some tracks of trying to get some equity in some of our rates from a commercial to a residential user. That's in fairly decent shape, but the question is some of that minimum charge, if you will. So what is that minimum charge that folks should pay for having the service and hooked up to the service? And then the other component there is, you know, what is the rate you want to charge a residential customer versus a commercial customer? So those are some issues, and we've got some options that we're recommending for the commission in that regard, as well as one of the things that's constantly going up, and certainly COVID has hampered that, is just material costs. So when we do initial customer charges for connections and hookups and hooking up their water meter and all of the materials we utilize in making that happen, are getting expensive, and we're trying to keep our cost recovery, at least to recover our cost, and we haven't been able to do that near as much. We're looking at some of the changes in that regard on the sanitary sewer side, where you've got folks that have high-strength waste, if you will. So we're looking at recommending adjusting some of those fees for what's that impact and that cost to treat that high-strength waste as opposed to your normal waste. So that's obviously on the commercial industrial side of things. And then you have a few haulers that, you know, suck it out of the porta-potty and deposit that at the wastewater treatment plant. We're one of the few wastewater treatment plants that do that. So are we covering that cost? And there's not a lot of cost factors there, but we are recommending a small bump in that. On the stormwater side, one of the things that that we're looking at is, again, we've got a lot of projects that have been in the works to improve our stormwater system. One of the things we had done with the levee improvements, we had put a $1.66 equivalent residential unit surcharge into the system to help pave the bulk of the improvements for the levee raise. The levee bids came in quite a bit higher than we had anticipated. A lot of it you could probably blame COVID on materials and just uncertainties of different aspects of that, especially we're rebuilding a lot of our floodgates through the levee, as well as establish some additional ones to help with our drainage system. So if we're going to continue that philosophy of utilizing stormwater funds as the primary contributor to help fund those levee improvements, our share of them, then we're going to need to make some improvements. Whether you want to do it now or delay it, we're going to have to increase that $1.66, probably eventually up to about $2.50. In order to cover the debt service on all of that. So that's the discussion. Now, we can do that in chunks and not do it all at once. And if you want to just talk to the commission about that philosophy. The other option is you don't do the stormwater improvements. You know, you've got quite a few stormwater improvements that we're doing. And if you can delay those, you know, there's a price for delaying them also. So they'll be probably cost more in the future, and you're not taking care of some of those needs that you started those projects in the first place. So those are just some of the discussion we'll have with the commission and see where we want to go. It takes two readings of the ordinance to adjust the fees.
And you'll have some rousing conversation tonight on this.
Oh, probably. But basically, there's just two things that I really want to focus on. And that is, you know, as Ron said, you know, these are called enterprise funds because we're supposed to be running them as a business. And so clearly what you have to do is recover your costs. We're not trying to make a profit, but we have to at least break even. And so that's the first thing to consider. And then the second thing is that all the money brought in into these enterprise funds needs to stay there. They need to be fenced and not used for anything except the water department, the sewer, the stormwater. And as Ron said, you know, that stormwater thing, everybody's very concerned about flooding. I think the backlog's like $40 million worth of projects to get everything up to, you know, AAA standard, basically. And so we really need to take a real hard look at making certain we recover our costs and that those monies stay right there with the enterprise funds.
And I think it's maybe a little easier to sell this, the increases here with inflation the way it is right now. I think the public might be a little more understanding, but it's still an increase. And I know that's always going to be a challenge for a lot of folks.
It is, you know, and that one of the things I did mention on the stormwater, we've been on a process where we've actually been charging a higher rate classification to residential than we had commercial. And so over the last 5 years, we've been increasing the commercial side of things and not increasing as fast on the residential side. So we're trying to get to parity there, and actually 22 would be the fifth year where both those rates would be equivalent. From that perspective. So there, we've been trying to work for some parity and fairness in rates as well.
All right. So first reading here. So after tonight, depending on what the commission decides, you'd come back, what, next month?
Yeah. First meeting in December would typically we'd consider second reading.
Okay. Very good. All right. So that is a big topic here. That'll probably take up a lot of the discussion here this evening at the city commission meeting. We'll take a time out, and we'll come back and take a look at some other things and highlight some upcoming events here that the city's involved with as well. Stay tuned, and Focus continues after this.